With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. Police recover a number of packages after a boat crashes into the reef off the coast of Breakers around 6:45 this morning. In a statement issued earlier today, officers say when they arrived on the scene, the vessel was in the water. Three men were in the area, and police arrested them on suspicion of illegal landing. A video surfaced of the area showing the boat resting on the reef with several blue and black packages floating in the waters nearby. Another video, a few hours later, showed the boat being towed by a Marine Unit van with several of the packages in the back. No word yet on what's inside them. The matter is currently under investigation. A bar owner enters guilty pleas in summary court after admitting to failing to pay pension and minimum wages to the tune of $24,000. Alexis Calix Santos' attorney says his client took over the Georgetown bar shortly after it had closed down, and as a first-time business owner, he was not aware of Cayman's pension and labor laws. Calix Santos faces a combined total of 20 charges: failing to pay national minimum basic wage, failing to furnish statement of wages, and failing to make contributions to a pension plan. He entered guilty pleas to four charges, was released on bail, and expected back before the courts next month. Cabo Cayman delivered as promised, selling out its first two-day festival at an international location and going off without any major hitches.
Let me see the hands of all my real true Shaggy fans up in here.
A very tired Jason Felt stopped by Radio Cayman this morning. So how did Cabo go?
Incredible. I think it was overwhelming. I think the energy here on the island was like nothing I've ever seen before, and I'm just so honored that the people of Cayman trusted and came out. They all came out. Everybody came out, and those who didn't come out may have a little FOMO this morning. But the good news is we'll be back next year, and the next year, and the next year.
So the turnout, Jason, you had an estimated 10,000 people a day. There were definitely some hiccups, particularly the Wi-Fi and phones, which experienced more than a few challenges. Overall, though, you seem pretty pleased with how year one has played out.
You know, I'm so fortunate to have gotten the support of the Cayman Islands government and the Ministry of Tourism and the Department of Tourism.
Not to mention the partnership with Dart Enterprises. So for those of you who may not know, Jason Feltz has long had a dream of making Cayman the entertainment capital of the Caribbean. He's been coming back and forth here since childhood, set up the country's first film commission, and today is a high-profile executive with Richard Branson's Virgin Produced. But he still felt some extra pressure about putting this event on here.
You know, this is my home, and so for me it was a big responsibility. You know, I took this very seriously. I will continue to take it very seriously. At the end of the day, I really wanted to ensure that that there wasn't an overpromise and an underdelivery.
And of course, the big question with an event of this scale: economic impact.
So I think the economic impact is, to the country here, year one is just under $14 million. So a lot of jobs, a lot of opportunity, and not just jobs, but great opportunity to advance the arts in the Cayman Islands.
Jason Feltz is chief brand officer for Cabo. He says they're already at work on next year. A job advertisement in a local paper seeking air traffic controllers leaves the opposition leader concerned that Caymanians may be losing out on an opportunity he says traditionally has been reserved for them. Radio Cayman's Andrew Harris has more.
Opposition leader the Honorable Ezard Miller says Caymanians could end up losing out on a valuable job opportunity if the Cayman Islands Airports Authority is allowed to recruit from outside the country to fill current vacancies.
Well, it has come to my attention that the Airports Authority is recruiting a number of persons from overseas to fill air traffic controller positions in Cayman. And that is a position that we've always reserved for Caymanians. And I want the government to reconsider the position and not employ air traffic controllers on two-year initial contracts, as they say in the advertisement.
Mr. Miller says a solution is having foreign personnel fill the vacancies temporarily.
But I don't want it to be an independent contract. I want it to be a secondment from the current job so that they have a good job to go back to. You bring somebody here for 2 years, they're going to lose seniority in the back home, and they're not going to want to go back. And, you know, the contract gets got renewed, keep getting renewed. The next thing you know, they got PR and Cayman Ceras. And it's no longer an opening for Caymanians.
He says while those vacancies are being filled, Caymanians should be trained to take the spaces.
The course in Trinidad, as I understand it, is only 9 months. So you got 9 months in Trinidad and 3 months back on the job. You should be able to take over the desk.
Andrell Harris, Radio Cayman News.
Mr. Miller says when recruiting, he believes the CIA should look to regional governments with staff who can be seconded. 2019 brings back Reefs Go Live. It is an interactive broadcast that takes several local students under the sea for real-time marine lessons. Originally launched in 2018, the Central Caribbean Marine Institute's second year will feature six exciting new lessons for local students developed by its education team.
Reefs Go Live is designed so that all students are able to have direct access to learning about coral reefs through participating in the live dive sessions.
CCMI's Katie Correa tells Radio Cayman the topics this year include incredible invertebrates, fish tails, fish adaptations, diving off the wall, magnificent mangroves, and fabulous food chains. She says having the chance to see reefs live and ask questions directly to the scientists underwater is a special experience.
Having the chance to see coral reefs live and ask questions directly to the scientist who is underwater is a special experience where students have an unforgettable interaction with an ecosystem that is so important to the Cayman Islands.
The new broadcasts of Reefs Go Live will begin on March 20th with a Welcome Back Reefs Go Live, a review of coral reef session. A new group mentoring program has been launched for young girls, which focuses on setting them on a path to reach their full potential in life. Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego has more.
Go Girls is a group mentoring program led by Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Cayman Islands in partnership with John Gray High School for girls ages 11 through 13 that focuses on physical activity, balanced eating, and self-esteem.
Life is just getting more and more complicated for everyone, including our young people. And a lot of our students, in particular our girls, are just kind of bottling things up and don't really have an outlet to communicate, to talk about things that might be important to them, and just to get some good, solid kind of a need for that. And we thought we can hopefully fill that need in some of our girls.
Big Brothers Big Sisters Program Director Jacqueline Schofield tells Radio Cayman young women face difficult statistics, including the fact that girls' self-esteem typically peaks at the age of 9, and only 14% of girls in year 10 say they are self-confident. Go Girls helps young women overcome these pressures by building the necessary confidence and self-awareness to thrive in a media and technology-driven world.
Each session is actually divided into three sections. The first section is based on kind of active living. The second part of each session is around healthy eating. And then the third part of each session is called feeling good. And that really concentrates on increasing self-esteem, increasing communication, talking about things that are issues that are important to the girls right now.
The program is being piloted at John Gray High School. Officials are hoping to roll out the program to other schools in the near future.
Right now we have two groups running of eight girls in each group, so we have 16 girls, and our hope is that after this 7-week pilot, that then after Easter we'll run another two group, get some more mentors involved, and next year hopefully maybe roll it out to Clifton Hunter. So we got big plans.
If you'd like to learn more about becoming a mentor, check out the Big Brothers Big Sisters website, that is www.bbbs.ky, or social media at bbbskman. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
The Ministry of Commerce, Planning and Infrastructure honors a senior compliance officer by awarding her the Chief Officer's Choice Award for December. Head of Department Ryan Rajkumar Singh tells Radio Cayman, Kiara Karens abides by the Cayman Islands government core values of passion, integrity, and professionalism to the highest standard on all accounts.
Kiara is instrumental in helping our mission to ensure that businesses are properly licensed and regulated. She balances the right amount of regulation without burdening our citizens and investors, while making certain that proper persons are conducting business in the islands.
The senior compliance officer said she felt honored and grateful for the recognition for her contribution within DCI. Time now for the financial report. Here's Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego.
The closing prices of local stocks are provided by Cayman National Securities. CUC's common stocks closed at $14.48. Cayman Watch Company closed at $13.27. Greenlight Reinsurance Company closed at $11.38. And Cayman National Corporation closed at $6.25. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 443 points to close at 25,883. The NASDAQ up 45 points to close at 7,472. The S&P 500 up 29 points to close at 2,775. And the Financial Times 100 Index in London down 17 points to close at 7,219. The three most active issues in New York today were advanced market devices up 2.38% to close at $23.68. General Electric up 0.50% to close at $10.09. And Bank of America up 2.54% to close at $29.11. In commodities, gold closed at $1,329.70. Silver at $15.78. Platinum at $803.40. And oil at $56.06 per barrel. In foreign currencies, euro closed at 1.13, pound sterling at 1.29, yen 110.60, Canadian dollar 1.32, and the Jamaican dollar closed at 134.42. In other financial news, the Cayman Islands Monetary Authority welcomes back scholarship recipient Ashley Powell following the recent completion of her studies at the University of Texas at San Antonio. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
Ms. Powell graduated with a Bachelor of Business Administration degree in cybersecurity, and she officially began her role as Network Administrator in the Information Systems Division of SEMA on January 2nd. In this role, she'll be responsible for overseeing, configuring, and managing SEMA's existing computer networks, including workstations, file servers, associated operating systems, and server-side software. In July 2016, she was one of two Caymanians awarded the Thomas Jefferson Memorial Scholarship from SEMA. The scholarship was set up in 2007 in memory of the late Thomas Jefferson, former financial secretary and leader government business. It offers an award of $25,000 per year for students pursuing a bachelor's or master's degree in finance, accounting, economics, or business administration. So far, the authority has awarded scholarships to six Caymanian students. Reporting for Radio Cayman's Financial News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
That's your financial report for this hour. I'm Shanda Gallego.
That's your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.